Amen. While you're turning to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, this really has been on my mind for a couple of days. I don't know if I can do it any good or not. I came early tonight and tried to get some some direction, and I couldn't feel anything else. So if the Lord ain't going to help me, I hope that He don't. I need help doing this preaching tonight. I'm going to tell you. And my wife sends up a note. And requested me to preach this. And already had this on my mind. So I don't know if that was the Lord or the devil's using her. We'll find out when this is over. Praise the Lord. Amen. If I fall on my face, I'm going to let the devil talk to that woman. Amen. But nevertheless, if the Lord will help me tonight, I won't try to preach to you for a little while. From the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, in verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go down to the south, toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, and was returning, sitting in his chariot, and read Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest what thou readest? He said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears. He opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Will you pray with me? Oh, Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord. Our sufficiency is of thee, Lord. We can do nothing without you, Father. We need your divine touch, your anointing. Touch my lips. Touch my mind. Touch my voice tonight. Dear God, I pray that I'd say something that would glorify you tonight, Lord. Help me to hide behind the cross tonight. Oh, touch tonight, Jesus. Give your name the glory for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. Philip had been in revival in Samaria. It was so great, the whole city nearly had been baptized. Even the old false prophet shut down his little crusade he was doing and was baptized by Philip. And in the middle of this great revival, the Lord speaks to Philip and said, "The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go to the desert." That'd be kind of hard for a person to do in the middle of a great city and having revival. I mean, from the least to the greatest. Devils are being cast out. The sick is being healed. And he's baptizing both men and women. The city was shaken. Amen. But God has him to leave that city where multitudes are believing on the Lord. Amen. To go to the desert. That's why I do not believe in what is called the light doctrine. Or you're going to be judged by just what you know. And if you just walk where you're at, God will. No. If you are a eunuch, or you are a Cneus, or you are a Lydia, or you're somebody in Macedonia, God is going to send somebody to preach to you the only saving message. I really do not care. I don't care what part of the world you are in. If you go hungering for God, and you go seeking God, and you go thirsting God, God is going to see that you get a preacher that's going to preach to you the only saving message. Can you say amen? So here Philip is down in the middle of this desert. And he's just sitting there waiting on instructions from the Lord. He had just left Samaria where they were singing his praises. Philip, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Amen. Now here he is away from the crowd down in the desert. Just standing there waiting on the Lord. Amen. That's why we need to learn how to wait on the Lord. And there he is waiting on God. And he sees a little dust being kicked up by the way. Amen. And while he's looking and the chariot is going, here's a man that went to Jerusalem empty. Amen. He went to Jerusalem empty and is going home empty. And there's a lot of folks, amen, that went to church this morning. Amen. And they went to where the truth wasn't being preached. And the Holy Ghost wasn't there. And they may have been full of sincerity, but they went empty and they left empty. But I come to tell you tonight, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame. For the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. And the Lord speaks to Philip and he said, go join yourself to the chariot. And the old Ethiopian eunuch is riding along there and he's, amen, you know, they didn't have a book, they had scrolls. And he's got that scroll out and he's reading. And old Philip is running alongside the chariot and he hears him reading. And he said, do you understand what you read us? Boy, the Ethiopian eunuch had a revelation that some Pentecostal people need. He said, how can I accept some man guide me? And he invited Philip into the chariot. And he was reading from the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And he said, is the prophet talking about himself or some other man? I want you to know, when you're a preacher and all he's preaching about is about himself, he's not preaching in the gospel. Because this book is not a book about you. It's not a book about me. It's not a book about politics. No. It's a book about Jesus. He's running along and well, praise the Lord. And he said, Philip, begin at the same scripture and open his mouth and preach unto him Jesus. I want you to know Jesus is the theme and the text and the subject of this book. If you read a page and you don't find Jesus, you need to go back and read it all over again. This is a book about Him. Matter of fact, John 1 and 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm talking about the Word in Jesus. Amen. And he's riding along, glory to God. And they're talking, and he opened his mouth and began to preach about Jesus. Somebody said, well, that's awful easy to preach about Jesus from the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. That's a messianic, amen, that's a messianic prophecy that silver-tongued prophet talked about. But it wouldn't have mattered, even if Philip had, if the eunuch had been reading, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Philip could have said, all that right there is good enough. I'm going to preach to you about Jesus. Because in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It's Jesus. When the Lord appeared unto Abraham, even in the 12th chapter, even of the book of Genesis, that's Jesus. When he met that priest of the Most High God that had the bread and the wine, that's Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Even when the ram, even when the, amen, when Isaac said, here's the altar, and here's the fire, but where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, the Lord shall provide himself a sacrifice. That's Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. When you move, amen, it wouldn't make any difference. But if you climbed out of Genesis and you climbed into Exodus, amen, and you find Moses standing before the bush, and the bush is on fire, and the bush is not consumed, and he says, who shall I say sent me? He said, you tell them that I am has sent you. That's Jesus! In Exodus, He is the tabernacle. Amen. God said, amen, 25 and 7 in Exodus, make me a tabernacle, a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. Amen. He is the brazen altar. He is the fence. He is the laver. Amen. He is the table of shewbread. He is the candlestick. He's the altar of incense. He's the ark of the covenant. He's the cloud by day and the fire by night. That's Jesus! And when you climb out of Exodus and you climb into Leviticus, amen, he is the priest, amen, he is the two goats where one is slain and the other takes your sins away. When you move out of Leviticus and you climb into Numbers, he is the Star of David. Amen, that's the star we preach about. We're not worried about all the Hollywood stars. We got the bright and morning star, and his name is Jesus. When you move out of Numbers and you move into Deuteronomy, he's the lawgiver. And when you climb out of Deuteronomy, amen, and you move into Ruth, he'll be your kinsman redeemer. And when you move out of Ruth and move into 1st and 2nd Samuel, he'll be the stone, amen, that will bring the giant down. Oh yes, he will. Amen, he'll be the God that anoints kings, that put kings up and brings kings down. That's Jesus! Can you say praise the Lord? In 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Woo! He's a God that after you build a house that in today's money would cost $283 billion. $283 billion. The walls are gold plated. Woo! The walls are gold plated. There's gold and silver everywhere. Amen. And when Solomon got ready, even to dedicate that temple and pray, even the Bible said, amen, there was 4,000 priests arrayed in white, and they were singing. There was 283 priests that were playing psalteries and harps. And then there was 120 priests that was blowing on the trumpet. And they begin to make one sound, and they begin to sing, "The Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting. The Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever and ever." And while they're making that noise singing, amen, the Lord said, "Call me a cloud, and let me go down." And the cloud of the Lord filled all that house. That's Jesus! And Ezra, he's a God that keeps a record. Woo! In Nehemiah, he's a God, amen, that restores and builds up everything the devil tears down. Amen. In Esther, he's a God that'll hang your enemies on his own gallows. Oh, yes, he will. In Job, amen, he's God when the trouble starts. And 42 chapters later, he's still there. And he saw you through. And he's not deserted you or failed you. That's my Jesus. Hey, feeling a little better. In Psalms, he's my song, he's my shepherd, he's my shield, he's my pavilion, he's my hiding place, he's my strong and mighty tower, he's my praise, he's my deliverer, he's the lifter up of my head. That's Jesus. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. He is the wisdom of God. In the Song of Solomon, he's the shepherd lover to the Shulamite woman. When you get into Isaiah, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. In Isaiah, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's Jesus! And Isaiah, he is wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's Jesus. Can you praise Jesus tonight? Jeremiah, he's far that shut up in my bones. Woo! In Lamentation, he's a God that weeps over the sin of his people. Amen. Well, glory to God. In Ezekiel, you may be down in Babylon by the river Chebar, and you may have never seen the temple. Amen. Or never heard a priest. But if you get down by that river Chebar, you're looking up in the sky and you'll see a wheel in the middle of a wheel. That's Jesus. Woo! And you say, praise the Lord. Be seated. The little boy was misbehaving, and his mama punished him, sent him up to the room. And you know, he went up there, and it was quiet. You know, it's bad when you send them up, and it's quiet. And she goes up there, and the little boy, he's standing in the closet door. And she looks, and there's spit all over her clothes. She said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm waiting for more spit. That's what I'm doing." Praise God. In Daniel, he's that stone that's coming rolling down out of the mountain. Hey, I'm not worried about Obama. Oh, glory to God. No. Even I'm not worried about the Republicans or the Democrats ain't a dime worth of difference. Amen. But I'm looking for the stone. Better start. I hear the stone a-rolling. And when it gets through, it's going to fill the whole earth with its glory. That's Jesus. Daniel, when they throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire, and the king said, I want to look in there. He thought he was going to look in there and see fried Hebrew, glory to God. But he looked in there and said, tell me what you see. And I see four men. Four? No. They can't be four. I only threw three in there. No, there's four. And they're walking loose in the flames. I'm going to tell you, that fourth man, that was Jesus! And Hosea, he's that faithful husband to that unfaithful wife. That's Jesus. Can you say praise the Lord? In Amos, he's the God that reveals his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. In Joel, he's that Holy Ghost baptizer. That's Jesus. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's Jesus. I took a mind blank. Amen. What's after Joel? Amos. Obadiah. You got Obadiah. And you got in Obadiah. And in Haggai. And in Zephaniah. Amen. You've got in Habakkuk. You got a God that's keeping record of Israel. And when you get in Jonah, amen, you can run, but you can't hide. He knows right where you're at. And when you get there, he's already there. Ah, glory to God. He's already there waiting on you. When you get to Micah, amen, he's the governor that comes out of Bethlehem, who's going forth, has been from old, everlasting. That's Jesus. In Zechariah, he's the one that got his wounds in the house of his friends. And in Malachi, he is the Son of Righteousness that arises with healings in his wings. Can you raise your hands and love him? That's Jesus. Well, you want me to stop here? You want me to? When you step across 400 years and you wind up in Matthew, he's the son of Abraham and David, the king. And it runs his genealogy back to David and then to Abraham to show to everybody he is the king. When you step into Mark, it says nothing about his birth. It starts at the river of Jordan. And the main word in the book of Mark is servant. Amen. He has come to serve. That is Jesus. Amen. And then when you climb out of Mark, and you climb into Luke, all of us folks that don't have any Jewish ancestry, amen, he runs the lineage all the way back to Adam. Amen, he wasn't just the God of the Jew, amen, but he was our kinsman redeemer. Red and yellow, black and white, Jew and Gentile, bond or free, male or female, that's Jesus! In Matthew, he's the king. Mark, he's the servant. Amen. Glory to God. Luke, he is the son of man. And when you get to John, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word, he don't go to Bethlehem. He goes, glory to God. He goes beyond David and Abraham and all the red Adam. He said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In John, he said, before Abraham was, I am. In John, he says, I and my Father are one. In John, he says, From henceforth, you know the Father, and I've seen Him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. And it suffices us. He said, show us the Father. Show us the Father. Show us the Father. Jesus said, and I've been so long time with you, yet thou hast not known me. For he that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? In the book of John, it ends with Thomas proclaiming, my Lord and my God. In Acts, he is a Holy Ghost baptizer. In Romans, he's the justifier. He's the atonement. He's the reconciliation. He's the propitiation. Well, glory to God. That's Jesus. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he is the wisdom and the righteousness and the redemption of Almighty God. What can you say? Praise the Lord. In Galatians, he's the end of the law to everybody that believes. Woo! In the book of Philippians, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He took upon himself the form of a servant and came obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's my Jesus. In Ephesians, he is the head of the body. And in Colossians, by him were all things created, which are in heaven and which are in earth, whether be thrones, dominions, power, visible and invisible. All things were made by him and for him. And he is before all things. Amen. And by him do all things consist. And it pleased the Father. It may not please the Council of Rome. It may not please Billy Go Graham. And it may not please Ori Roberts. But it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Colossians 2 and 9 said, for in him, not in them, but of all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You want to see God in a body, you'll have to see it in Jesus, because that's the only body that he's got. When you move, well, it's getting hard on this old man. But when you move out of Colossians, and you move into 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he's the one that's coming back. If you're alive and remain, you get the same things that the righteous dead do in the grave. He'll call you out. I'm going to tell you that, amen. I believe we could very well see something that no one has ever seen before in this world. I'm talking about live people that's alive, changed, never seen death. Everybody's not going to the graveyard. The undertaker is not getting everybody. There's going to be somebody alive and remaining when Jesus comes. When you get in 1st and 2nd Timothy, he is the eternal, immortal, invisible, only wise God, our Savior. He is the one God and the mediator between God and man, because he's the man, Christ Jesus. When you get in Titus, he is that blessed hope and glorious appearing. When you bump into Philemon, he's the one that says, you forgive him. You forgive him. Onesimus was a runaway slave. He said, you forgive him, and if he owes you anything, you put it on my bill. That's Jesus. You better watch trying to collect the bill. Because I already owe him too much to hold anything against you. When you get to Hebrews, he's the expressed image of that invisible God. In Hebrews, he's the sacrifice. Somebody said, well, how can he be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? That's just so confusing. Well, let me tell you something. He's the Lamb that they bring to the priest. And when we get the lamb to the priest, he's the lamb and the priest. And when the priest lays him on the altar, he's the altar. And when the smoke goes up in the nostrils of God, he's the God that hears, amen, the sacrifice. That's Jesus. Somebody said, are you Jesus only? I'm Jesus everything. Glory to God. He's everything that you need. That's Jesus. Lord, give me a little strength. I'm going to try to make it to the end. You going to help me, Brother Mike? Praise the Lord. In James, after the prayer of faith is prayed, he's the Lord that raises them up. I'll tell you what, I laid my hands on. You laid your hands on them, you had an empty hand, and you probably laid it on an empty head. If they raise up, it's going to be Jesus. After you get through shaking them, it's going to be Jesus. When you get through spitting in their face, it's going to be Jesus. You get through pouring oil on their head, if they get up, it's going to be Jesus. He said, I am the Lord, and I'm going to give my glory to another. It's Jesus. First and Second Peter, he is the chief shepherd. And in First and Second and Third John, I write unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, don't worry, you've got a good attorney. And he'll argue in the courts of divine justice. He'll argue your case. You got an advocate. Jesus Christ the righteous. In Jude, he's the one coming with 10,000s of his saints. In Revelation, the old gray mule ain't what it used to be, I'm going to tell you. Amen. In Revelation, you're John, and you're out on the Isle of Patmos. And they tried to boil you and all, and that wouldn't work. So they sent you out on the Isle of Patmos. You're all alone. There's no choir to sing to you. There's no prayer band to pray with you. There's no prophet to prophesy over you. You're all by yourself on that isle. You know what John said? I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That lets me know you can get in the Spirit right where you're at. Man, it's been 60 years since I saw him. That looks like the Son of Man. That looks like him. And John said he laid his hand on me. And I fell like a dead man. And the Lord said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which was and which is and which is to come, the Almighty. Now, Alpha is the equivalent to our, in the Greek, to our equivalent of A. And Omega is the equivalent of our Z. So what he said, John, I'm A and Z. If you need an A, I'll be your advocate. If you need a B, I'll be your burden bearer. If you need a C, I'll be the captain of your salvation. If you need a D, I'll be your day star. Hey. If you need an E, I'll be the everlasting Father, the eternal God, even that will hold you in my arm. If you need an F, I'll be your faithful friend. Yes, I will. If you need a G, I'll be the giver. I'll be your God. I'll be your grace. I'm Jesus. If you need an H, I'll be your hope. I'll be your healer. I'll be your help. If you need an eye, I'll be your incarnate God, your Emmanuel. If you need a K, I'm your king and your keeper. Yes, yes. If you need an L, I'm the lion and the lamb. If you need an M, I'm the man and the mediator. Hey, 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 thank Jesus. If you need an N, I'm that new wine. Woo! Ha! And I'm going to give everybody a drink of it on the day of Pentecost. And they're going to act like they're drunk. Just like this man. God, after. Ah, you call him a shatan of the higher. That's Jesus! If you need to know, he'll be the omnipotent. That means he has all power. In hillbilly language, that means ain't nothing he can't do. If you need to know, he'll be omniscient. That means there ain't nothing he don't know. Well, glory to God. If you need to know, he'll be omnipresent. That means there's nowhere where he's not at. That means he's right there where you're at. He knows what you're going through, and he's got the power to do something about it. If you need a P, he'll be your priest and your prince and your peace and your power. If you need a Q, he'll be the quiet in the middle of your storm. If you need an R, he'll be your righteousness and your redeemer and your reward. Need an S, he'll be your sanctifier and your savior and your satisfier. If you need a T, he's truth. If you need a U, he's the union between God and man, flesh and spirit, human and divine, natural and supernatural, father and son, hey, eternal and temporal, terrestrial and celestial. Oh, yes, he is. He's a union of that. If you need a V, he'll be your victory. If you need a W, he'll be the word. And I was preaching, and I know somebody said, well, what in the world is he going to be when you get to X? He's your extra joy. He's your extra hope. He's your extra peace. He's anything. Hey, he can fill 5,000 and there'll be 12 baskets left over. He's more than enough. He's more than enough to take you through your trial. He's more than enough to take you through your trouble. He's more than enough to take you through your struggle. He's anything extra that you need. If you need a why, he's the yoke fella that said, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Put your yoke on me, and I'll bear it. If you need a Z, he's Zion's cornerstone. That's Jesus. While they come to the music, can you praise him tonight? Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you stand and love him tonight? Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Savior. You're my everything. You're my everything, lover of my soul. Oh, Jesus. That's why nobody can sing or preach or testify about Jesus like apostolic folks. Because we know who he is. We know what His name is. We know what His power is. That is Jesus. Let's raise our hands and love Him. We love You, Jesus.